Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners, this is Ben Green. First of all, in this cast, which is my second non-Blind Cool Tech, I'd like to apologise for some of the features of my previous podcast, which were that, A, it was not in very good quality. It was only in mono, so you only heard it out of your left speaker. I'm aware of that, and I'm hoping to make this podcast better. And secondly, it wasn't very good quality generally. And three, I'd like to just bring up some matters about Office 2007 very briefly. I've tried using Word, Excel, and Outlook 2007 with your 7.1. And the truth of the matter is that it doesn't work at all. So if you have an earlier version, like 7.1, 7.0, or below, then you will have to find someone with 8 to give you the Office 2007 script. I believe that the ones that come with JAWS 8 are Access, Excel, Outlook, and Word. So what am I going to do today, you're asking me? Well, today I'm just going to show you a bit of the musical side of me, and I am begging the users of Blind Cool Tech to please help me with a difficult situation. I have a piece of music which I'd like to play, and I've recorded it on my Yamaha Clavinova keyboard. I believe it's a CVP-301. I've made it so that it's for slow strings. I've got the slow string effect on now, as you can probably hear. But I've recorded a piece which... I'm just going to take the magic finger function off now. Which I am looking for a name for. So I'm hoping that you can please help me with that. Here it is. I've designed this for 5 string instruments. Viola, violin, second violin, cello, and double bass. And it's played slowly. It's meant to be at an adagio pace, if that means anything to the musical among you. And you'll hear that I set the metronome to 55 beats per minute. That's 55. So here's, I won't be playing the piece with the metronome, I'm going to play the piece now. Thank you. that's basically it. I'm about to write down the music in Braille at the moment. I've got my Brailler behind me. But, obviously, you can't really have a piece of music which doesn't have a title, otherwise, obviously, it becomes a sketch, and eventually, it will probably get lost. So, I really want to cling on to this piece, and I want to see if anyone can please find a name. Obviously, I came up with the idea of a rhapsody, but I wasn't really sure what I could call it, you know? It's a mystery. It's one movement. I don't intend to add any more movements to it. If you want any more of my music, you can visit my website. And that's www.joyby.net. That's joyby.net. And you can contact me via instant messaging as well. That's highlyambitious@hotmail.co.uk. And before I go, finally, I must mention that the piece of music and my voice are both being recorded on the iAudio X5 MP3 player. And finally, I'd like to say that my email address is joybyson, joybyson, @aol.com. That's my email address, although you can still feel free to send email to the Highly Ambitious Hotmail account as well. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that everyone enjoyed listening, regardless of whether they like the style of classical music, whether they're used to jazz. I like playing jazz, but I've stuck with the classical style most of my life, and I intend to carry on with my life that way. So thank you very much for listening. Have a very good day.